This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to package delivery companies. In a weird year where online sales are up by a third compared to last year, small businesses are especially hard hit when delivery goes awry amid the crush. Here's Marketplace's Marielle Segarra.
Laura Galindo runs a small business on Etsy called Lolly's Art Shop. She sells pet portraits. You send her a picture of your pet wearing a little red sweater or a bow tie, and she paints it. She uses the U.S. Postal Service for shipping. And right now, more than 10 of her packages are delayed, and 4 or 5 have no tracking information.
It's kind of like they're lost right now.
Customers aren't happy. One of them just gave her a 1-star review with no comment, and then privately said it's because the item hadn't arrived yet.
So I was like, oh, well, I can't really do anything about that.
Melissa Esposito has had the same problem. She owns a handmade and vintage goods store in Washington, D.C. called Analog. She recently shipped a customer a $40 item through the post office.
I sent it on December 1st, and it didn't even get entered into their system until December 10th.
So she had no idea where it was. Did it get smashed or stolen?
I didn't even have another one to send her if that one didn't get there. And I didn't want to have to refund her that much money for something that wasn't my fault.
The package eventually arrived. The U.S. Postal Service said in a statement that it is facing delays due to historic holiday volume and a shortage of workers. Katie Stack, another online seller, says one of the hardest parts of all this is that many people are making a conscious effort to support small businesses like hers this year.
They're willing to pay 20% more or whatever it is above what you could get at a big box store.
Her business, Stitch and Rivet, sells tote bags and leather goods online and ships them through the Postal Service and UPS.
It's frustrating because it sort of feels like we've been hung out to dry a little bit.
UPS said in a statement that as of December 12th, its on-time delivery rate is more than 96%. The frustration that customers feel can linger even after a package arrives. The woman who gave Laura Galindo a 1-star review eventually got her dog portrait.
And she contacted me again, and she said she really liked it.
But she didn't change her review. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.